render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and render unto God the things that are God's, as we didn't have in our gospel reading this morning. But there are times when the King James Bible just seems to get it right, and for me, that's one of those times. Because instead of the render, we have the rather less formal and less formidable give back to Caesar. Whether we prefer render or give back, the message about this passage is clear. What is it? Surely it is all about sorting out the taxation system and who should get what. The Pharisees and Herodians, a rather bizarre alliance if ever there was one, want to trap Jesus for the trick question about taxes that will make Jesus either side with the Jewish law paying temple tax, as the Pharisees, or for Caesar's tax, the state tax imposed by foreign forces, which is universally hated but supported by the Herodians, who want to keep in Caesar's good books. Jesus asks for a coin, a Roman coin, which nobody should be in possession of in the temple, by the way. And Jesus then simply says to render unto Caesar the things that belong to Caesar, and render unto God the things that belong to God. By answering the question in this way, you may be tempted to think, so what is God's? What is Caesar's? You could, if you wanted to, get a piece of paper and draw a line down the middle and put headings on top. God, Caesar. So, what would go below the headings? What would go below God? What would go below Caesar? Where would you put what? Well, let's come to the chase and let's start with the God column. First line, creation. That's it. Game, set, and match with the first shot of the game. Because everything comes from God. And that is Jesus' point. He has made the universe. It is his. He has made living creatures. And he has made us in the form of his own image. So we are his too. Now, the reality is that there are human structures that we have introduced to assist us with our day-to-day lives. In 2023, one of the reasons why we pay tax is because we want education and healthcare for all. Through tax, we acknowledge that we're all part of society. We're all part of something together, that we should love our neighbour and help create a system that is there for all people. But ultimately, I believe it all stems from God. And ultimately, it is to God that all things will return. In the meantime, we're called to be faithful servants, living faithful lives in his world. Our lives are to honour the fact that we are created in his image, and to take our responsibilities seriously. One of the responsibilities is to be an active church. That's church with a capital C. As well as to keep this church, the church building, church with a small c, open and shining out to the community of world as a beacon of love and hope for all people, as it has done so for nigh on 900 years. The church, big C, and the church, small c, are not ours. They're not my own personal plaything. The church, big C, is God's. God's community of people who want to offer prayers and praises and glorify him in word and deed. The building we're gathered in today is not mine. Not yours. It's not ours together. But we are the current custodians of it, and we need to keep it and keep it going as the place where we encounter Father in the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ. Many of the miracles, such as the wedding at Cana, feeding of the 5,000 are actually about God's overflowing, abundant love for us, for all of us. As Christians, we're called to reflect that love to others and also to render it back or offer it back up to God, without whom we are quite literally nothing. We are here today due to the practical generosity of others who gave their God-given gifts of skills, time, and money to keep the light of Christ burning brightly here on this hill for all to see for 900 years. And now, rather humbly, it's our turn. The baton has been passed to us. As a PCC, we are shortly going to be working out our budget for 2024. We are currently operating on a negative budget, which means we are unable to spend money on doing the work of the kingdom, of building our church, Big C, emboldening the next generation in their faith in order to pass the baton on to them in due course. We've had to write to the bishop explaining the situation, as we have fallen short on our diocesan share this year, and have had to detail a strategy to the diocesan senior staff as to how we intend to get back on track, our 5-year plan. So, with that in mind, I'd like to ask you to do 4 things this week. How very Anglican. It should usually be 3 things, shouldn't it, if we're Anglicans? But no, to do 4 things this week. First, most importantly, pray about our financial circumstances here at St. Martin's. Offer it back to God. It is through prayer that makes us church, Big C Church. Secondly, if you're not already part of our stewardship campaigns, such as regular giving by the envelopes or by bank transfer, to think about if you could join one of the schemes. Thirdly, this is rather appropriate with our gospel reading, if you are a taxpayer and you don't already do it, then please gift aid your contribution. This is particularly easy and important to do if you are on one of the stewardship schemes. And it costs you absolutely nothing. The government will render unto God what is God's. And fourthly, to pray and think about whether or not you are in a position to increase your giving in the year ahead. Yeah, I know the cost of living has gone up for everyone. It has for me, it has for you all. It has for the church too. Our costs have risen as well. If you'd like to know more about any of these ways of giving, or gifting, or increasing your donation, then our current treasurer, John Bangham, is happy to talk through any of these matters with you. Just have a word with John, and you can organise a time to meet in private. I do apologise. I do apologise most sincerely. Those of you who know me well know that I hate to do a sermon of the amount type sermon. But it is important. In order for us to be worthy stewards of this place, in this generation, so we can serve the generations to come and to render unto God what is God's, which is, of course, actually, everything.